Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the3ws.thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3, I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, doctor,
doctor,
Mr. MD,
doctor,
now can you tell me?
To Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do here on Herb Talk. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. We got a great show. We're going to be talking about an herb that offers some really great advantages and then some pluses, too. Also, we may talk about the hormone disruptors today as well, if we get enough time. And we got a quack report tonight. I promised I would. I didn't have one Tuesday night. I know, boo-hoo. People, I really heard about that. What? No quacker? Well, we got one tonight, and it's really cool. And before we get to all that great stuff, a big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform, lifting in the open prayers. You know, I'm praying for America. I'm praying for righteous leadership. I'm praying for a godly man to guide this nation. And if it's God's will, it'll be done. But I think if we all hit the knees, seek the Lord's face, and he hears from the multitudes, you know, it could persuade the Lord to give America some breathing room. So, you know, bring God back into the schools, right? Get rid of all those things that he hates. So let's pray it up, guys, and mind the time, it grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, first up in the quacker. They say music has healing energy, especially for your plants. This is the Journal of Alternative and Complementary Medicine. They did some research on music versus noise to see how it influenced the growth of plants. They say plants are very complex, multicellular organisms, and they're sensitive, just like humans are. They're affected by their surroundings. And so to test these theories, they had some plants that were growing. And by the way, the conditions were the same, you know, sun, water, temperature for each set. But one set of plants, while they were, you know, germinating, some were given some beautiful music, some ultrasound noise, you know, so like white noise. And then some were just given just noise. So what they found was the plants that were given musical sound and healing energy sounds, those seeds that were exposed to that music, they germinated faster and they produced more fruit, according to the study, than the other group. Well, you know, I think in nature, you know, birds singing, you know, that's a natural music, right? So I believe that, you know, plants that grew along highways didn't grow as well. All that, you know, carbon monoxide and all that noise from cars, as opposed to a quieter setting. They also noticed that. Moving along. In the quack report, so by the way, if you got a garden out there, you know, maybe, you know, play some very classical music's nice, you know, or natural sounds is nice. What I put in my garden is a wind chime. So the wind, and it gets beautiful ding, ding, ding. And so I think the plants like that. I have big cucumbers coming up. It's great. I had to elevate my garden because the rabbits were, you know. I put daisies in my flower bed, and they ate them all. I got stalks right now, so got to elevate. All right, move along in the quack report. What your eyes say about you can actually predict disease, according to this. They say if you have disappearing eyebrows, you know, the outer third of your eyebrows starts to disappear. You know, you're losing hair on your eyebrows, basically. They get really thin. It could be a sign of a thyroid issue. Also, if you get a sty in your eye that won't go away, it doesn't want to clear up within 3 months, or it does go away but then comes back in the same location, they say it could be a sign of a rare gland carcinoma around the eye. So, you know, get that checked. They say if you get a small blind spot in your vision with some shimmering lights or a wavy line, it could be just a migraine giving you these auras to disrupt your vision, and then you could have a headache. Come on. It may be a sign of a headache. Also, you already know if you get the whites of your eyes turn yellowish, known as jaundice. Newborns get it because of an immature liver function, but if for adults, it could be a liver, gallbladder, or bile duct problem. So get that checked. Also, eyes that bulge, protruding eyes is a sign of hyperthyroidism. It's an overactive thyroid gland. Also, if you have sudden double vision, dim vision, or loss of vision, could be signs of a stroke. And blurred vision could be a sign of diabetes, so check that out. All right, moving along the quack report. This is about laughter. Laughter can say a lot. Apparently, laughter is a form of communication. It's universally recognized. It's important for us as humans. Even today, our brains are wired. We're primed to smile or laugh. And, you know, if you come across a group of people laughing, the first thing you do is smile. And then you want to say, what's going on? Well, laughter is largely involuntary. But sometimes you come across somebody that has a fake laugh, you know? Well, according to Professor Scott, he's researched this stuff. He says there's a big difference between real and staged or fake laughter. So when you hear fake laughter, you know, somebody who's deliberately trying to laugh, it promotes more activity in your brain's anterior medial prefrontal cortex. And it ticks off an emotion that you need to be, you know, more cognizant of what's going on here. You're kind of put on alert, sort of yellow alert, when somebody is faking laughter. Also, psychologist Jack Panksepp, I didn't know this, he says rats, if you tickle them, they laugh. Had no idea. He studied this in the 90s. He had special equipment so you can hear the laughter of the rats. It's very high pitched, so you needed special equipment to hear it. Also, they say laughing burns calories. Mm-hmm. They say laughing will raise your energy expenditure and your heart rate. They say about 10 to 20%. So you could burn about 10 to 40% more calories when you laugh, but that's probably if you're doing it for a solid hour, I would think. And that would probably make your stomach hurt. And let's see, laughter is attractive. They said research by Dr. Provone said that 126% more women laugh than men. So men prefer to be the one prompting the laughter, and women are the recipients. Let's see, last but not least in the Quack Report, some facts about hugging. Are you a hugger? Frank, are you a hugger? Well, they say, Paul Zak, he's a neuroeconomist. He says that he's got a nickname, Dr. Love. He recommends we get 8 hugs a day to be healthier and happier and to have better relationships. Let's see. Oh, Frank, he's not so much of a hugger, he says. Okay. I can take it or leave it. You know, it just depends. It's timing. You know, don't come hug me when I'm busy and I'm focused on something, you know. They say, according to the research by, psychotherapist Virginia Sitar, she says we need 4 hugs a day just to survive. We need 8 hugs a day for basic maintenance and 12 hugs a day for growth. There's this hug threshold, apparently. Didn't know that. Helps with your oxytocin in your brain. It releases your psychomotor, muscular gets pinged, pituitary gland gets a ping, hormones pinged when you get a hug, she says. So she says a very basic key expression. It's a simple act. Of course, it's a bonding gesture, of course, especially with kids. And it's essential for physical and emotional health. So she says, you know, hug your pets, too. Pets need a hug. And you feel good giving your pets a hug. So a 20-second hug, great. Married people should hug and hold hands for about 10 minutes. Reduces negative effects of stress, brings down the blood pressure, that kind of thing. And your skin reacts. There's a lot of neurotransmitters that also get pinged. So hugging is a good thing. Let's go out there and hug somebody. Somebody we know. Somebody safe. Don't go crazy. And that wraps the Quack Report. Thank you, Frank. Alrighty. My mom was a hugger. She liked hugs. She liked the big bear kind, you know, where you feel like, I can't breathe, you know, that kind of stuff. All right. We're going to talk about some herbs that offer great advantage and some other things. Okay. So, you know, if we considered that the principle of health are always the same from millennia to millennia, then the healing benefits of medicinal herbs will also be consistent and continue. You know, I was once asked about my herb book, The Power Herbs, that, it, you know, I wrote that back in 2000, and the person suggested that it's out of date. And I disagreed with the woman. I told her, hey, yeah, the medicinal benefits of herbs will never be out of date. if these herbs healed people 2,000 years ago, they can still heal people today and beyond. So it is a health source that's constant, never changing, like our creator, right? So the more people go to the doctor for the more people are going to the doctor for the following reasons: depression, hypertension, ulcers, headaches, stress, and anxiety. So these problems and more can be avoided when we follow some very simple principles for health. Okay, so let's look at some principles, because we all know what the health principles are, yet few people adequately follow them. Okay, they are healthy diet, regular exercise, more water, less caffeine, less sugar, less alcohol, avoid drugs, and learn how to relax, you know, get some adequate sleep, and also think positive, which, you know, I think requires a close prayer life with the Lord to be able to truly relax and think positive. So the health industry, on the other hand, you know, they feel that healthy principles involve health care coverage for everybody. They are kind of the after-the-fact bunch, you know, who manage instead of prevent disease. They're sort of like the police who don't necessarily prevent crime, but instead process crime scenes, you know? Well, let's look at prayer as one of the basic principles for health, because it is. I don't think you hear this much, but I'm going to talk about it. Science really has conducted research on the power of prayer, and they have a limited idea why prayer helps people heal faster, have lower blood pressure, and less mental illness. So we are promised by God that a close relationship with Him delivers blessings, and one of them is a sound mind. So in 2013, the Pew Research poll found that more than 50% of Americans pray daily, and 75% feel that prayer was a very important element for a good life. So science was intrigued at the notion that praying can improve your life, and they wanted to somehow measure the tangible effects of prayer. Can you wrap your brain around that a minute? Yeah, they want to see it to believe it, you know? So scientists reported on their findings testing this in Psychology Today in 2014. They reported on five elements, okay? Number one was self-control. They said they found that people who pray have more control over life's situations. They concluded that it was a behavior that took practice, and the more it was practiced, the better off the individual became. So subjects were less likely to be mentally exhausted and lose their temper or engage in behaviors which create dependency, like, you know, food addictions, tobacco, alcohol, and drugs. So astonished researchers found that participants that prayed prior to a challenging task were more energized and successful in completing it. Okay. They were amazed. All right, number two was they found improved demeanor. That researchers also discovered that those who prayed also were nicer to deal with. They had less arrogance, aggression, and anger. Okay. Number three, they were more forgiving. They said those who prayed were also willing to forgive and pray for those who needed prayer or who offended them. Yeah, kind of the example we were given by Jesus, right? All right, let's see. One, two, three, four. We're at four. They say prayer increases trust. They said the study also showed that praying or praying with someone increased trust and unity. They concluded that prayer brings people closer together. Well, that old adage that the family that prays together stays together, guess what? Just scientifically proven. All right, and lastly, the last one was prayer affects your health. They said that the team was also determined that people who prayed were not as likely to have negative emotions to impact their health. So the individuals who pray have less stress, which is one of the major risk factors with regards to disease. So they also found that those who prayed were also less stressed financially. And these are all measurable benefits of having faith. Well, in the University of Rochester study, they found that more than 85% of people pray when faced with an illness, right? When they're faced with an illness themselves or someone that they cared about was ill. So this seems to make prayer the most widespread alternative therapy in America, or the world, really. Think about that. The most widespread natural alternative therapy, prayer. I like it. Well, let's talk about the relaxation response, because vascular cardiologist Dr. Herbert Benson of Harvard Medical School has researched numerous double-blind studies regarding the influence of prayer on health. And what he concluded is that there is a strong connection between the mind and body, and that prayer produces what he calls the relaxation response. So he reports that during prayer, the mind and body relax and the metabolism slows down. The heart rate decreases, blood pressure decreases, and breathing slows and becomes consistent and calm. He also reported that our brain waves also correlate with the slower metabolism, and they also slow down, also offering a person a feeling of control, yet alert, and with a peaceful mind. So control, peacefulness, and alertness all with that. Wow. So according to Dr. Benson, it's kind of hard to freak out when you're in prayer with the Lord. Yeah. So when you're having a panic attack, guess what? It's time to pray. All right. So we're going to put our minds to it here, because there is a lot to be said for the power of mind over matter. So according to Dr. Andrew Newberg, he's director of the Center for Spirituality and Mind at the University of Pennsylvania. He said, your brain has healing power. Dr. Newberg went to Tibet, and he studied the health effects of prayer and meditation of the Franciscan nuns and the Tibetan Buddhists. His research showed that there was a decrease in activity in certain parts of the brain when someone was engaged in prayer. So he says the part of the brain this occurred in was the area where we have an awareness of self. So while this was happening, he said there's also an increase in dopamine levels, which are involved in feelings of well-being and joy. So putting this information to the test, Dr. Kenneth Pragament, professor of psychology at Bowling Green State University in Ohio, what he did is he took headache patients, separated them into two groups. One group was instructed to pray and say frequently that God is good, God is peace, God is love. The other group was instructed to use non-spiritual chanting such as grass is green and sand is soft. So those who prayed and spoke of God's goodness had fewer headaches and were able to tolerate pain better than the other group. Mind over matter. But here's the question scientists said, yeah, but does it last, right? The next question the scientists asked was, if the health benefits of praying were temporary. Yeah, are they temporary? Well, the National Institutes of Health set out to answer that question. What they found is that after individuals prayed, the health benefits continued. Specifically, those who pray regularly reduced their risk of hypertension by 40%. The research team at Dartmouth Medical School reported that heart patients undergoing heart surgery and pray improve their chances of making a recovery by threefold. And in 2011, the University of Cincinnati reported that asthma patients who pray have fewer and less severe asthma attacks compared to those who do not pray. And the Journal of Geriology reported that out of 4,000 senior citizens in the Durham, North Carolina study, they found that those who pray seem to cope better with illness and lived longer than those who did not pray. So scientific research has also stated that prayer improves immune system response and reduces or lessens the severity of many illnesses. They may not understand how that's working, but... And that's what they're asking. How is this working? So scientists and doctors still want answers on how prayer is benefiting patients. They want to know specifically what mechanisms are being activated by prayer to produce the benefits. So going back to cardiologist Dr. Herbert Benson, he also wanted to document the physiological mechanisms prayer seems to impact. So he reports that when we engage in long-term regular prayer, we deactivate the genes which trigger inflammation and which encourage cell death. Wow. So he and others were astonished that the mind can influence gene expression and thus impact physical functions science wishes it could control. Check that out. You can slow down the aging process just by praying. Woohoo! Science just said that, not me. I just reporting on it. Well, here's the thing, though. Prayer really isn't a technique. One thing is for certain. Prayer is not a technique to be implemented just when we want something or for the sole purpose of better health. So prayer really is an intimate relationship of trust with God, who knows if you are just giving lip service and your heart isn't close, it's far from him. Okay, so the Bible actually instructs us that if the wicked can give good gifts to their children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give good gifts to the faithful? That's in Matthew 7, verse 11. So another thing to understand is that God has servants, not slaves. Slaves receive no payment, but God's servants receive his rewards. So science is really never going to be able to measure the vastness of God's rewards to the faithful. And what they have seen really is just the beginning. You know, peace, well-being, sound mind, better health. There's a whole lot more. Just imagine that. Just imagine that. I know. I'm wrapping my brain around the science part of prayer. And, I just took it for granted prayer was a benefit. And I just, do it every day. I can't miss prayer. I feel off if I don't get to pray. You know, it's one of those things I look forward to. It's a relationship you nurture, because if you have a friend, you see them often, their likes and dislikes and so forth. So when you spend time with the Lord, same thing. There's a bond, there's a trust, there's a relationship there. And so if you don't have one of those, man, you need one because life is so much better with it. You know, it's like the day is not complete until you have a conversation with God. That's right. You will be amazed. Put him first. Start your day out with him. And you'll just see marvelous things occurring. Marvelous things. Oh, I can see by the clock I got to take a break. But, when we come back, I'm going to get to that herb that offers that great advantage. Just think, herbs plus prayer, what you can do, right?
I need somebody.
I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Just anybody. Help. I need someone. Help. Younger than today,
I never needed
anybody's help in any way. Now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured. Now I find a change of mind, I'll open up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down, and I do appreciate you being right.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength,
Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes the nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
007, your assignment is to find out what herb secrets herbalist Wendy Wilson has on Herb Talk Live.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs Emotional Stress Formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
To this really fascinating herb with great advantages. You know, we were talking about the advantages that science now is trying to prove to themselves that prayer has, you know, the Almighty God above. You know, you can't have a creation without a creator. And, you know, that's pretty basic, but, you know, the scientific mind has trouble with that. But God has provided the medicinal herbs and foods for our health. So one particular herb that you don't often see offered as a supplement in stores and you definitely won't find overseas is lobelia. So the reason is this herb has a lot of power to it. So God created this herb with 16 alkaloids, which is a lot for an herb. So the beauty of this herb is that it offers a purging of toxins while it protects you from using too much of it. So there are these safety alkaloids in this herb, making it impossible for you to overdose on it. So the ancients used this herb, and it wasn't really discovered by modern herbalists until the 1700s. So the herbalist to put this herb in the spotlight was Samuel Thompson, who, you know, by some was regarded as a quack in his day. So he said in his writings that he discovered the herb when he was about 8 years old, but he really didn't think about it again until he was 20 years later when he gave it to a man that he was working with. So the co-worker said after eating the herb, he sweated out a lot of toxins and felt never better. So after that, Thompson used the plant, took another look at it, and he was using it more often and recorded a lot of its health benefits. So what he did is he wound up using the lobelia herb along with cayenne, those just two herbs right there, to heal over 1 million American colonists. So the Native American Indians of the United States used the lobelia herb, but they called it Indian tobacco, but it's not a part of the tobacco plant species, okay? So it has other common names like asthma weed, wild tobacco, bladder pod, emetic weed, but today it's known as Lobelia inflata, okay? And the reason it's called inflata is because when you put it in with a liquid, whether it's water or you're aging it in a catalyst, it kind of puffs up, it kind of swells up, and they call it inflata, it inflates, okay? Here's a quote from Samuel Thompson out of the narrative of the life of Samuel Thompson in 1814. He says this: "There is no vegetable which the earth produces more harmless in its effects on the human system and none more powerful in removing disease and promoting health than lobelia." So how does it work? Well, lobelia can be used as a tea, a dried herb, or a tincture, but I personally I think it works better if it's a tincture. The added benefit is, you know, you can control the dose easily. So we all have different tolerance thresholds and tolerance levels, and, you know, herbal liquids offer that control where you can, use a little more or a little less depending on your needs. So you get the power of adjusting that dose a little better. So if you're going to use a tincture of lobelia, it has to be aged in two catalysts in order to grab all 16 alkaloids for it to work properly. So be aware of that, which is probably why you don't see it in stores much, because it's just more to deal with when you want to make an herbal tincture out of it. So a lot of companies just don't bother. So if you're going to use lobelia, though, be aware it has a distinct signature taste. Okay, so it'll give this prickly sensation in the back of your throat for a few seconds, but it goes away quickly. And this is how you know you got a really good quality lobelia. So most products, if they list lobelia, will either have too little or no lobelia at all in them, because people don't even feel that sensation. So what Samuel Thompson and many of the other herbalists after him learned is that lobelia is very beneficial for the following. It's good for muscle tension or spasms, removes the spasm, the tension from the muscle. It's good for fluid retention, congestion. It's a relaxant in large doses, but a stimulant in small doses. It also inhibits venom and is a counter-irritant, works like an emetic in very large doses, sort of like syrup of Ipecac if somebody poisoned themselves. Also works like a diuretic if there is a fluid imbalance. So Thompson and other natural physicians have raved about the virtues of lobelia as one of the greatest herbs God has provided. Let me read you a quote by Dr. Jacob Bigelow, University of Pennsylvania School of Medicine, PA, also the professor of Harvard Medical School in 1817. Now, his specialty back then was he studied narcotics, okay? And this is what he has to say about lobelia. He says, lobelia inflata is a valuable, a safe, and sufficiently gentle herb of medicine, and I think the time will come when it will be much better appreciated, end of quote. Well, it wasn't appreciated then, and it's not so much appreciated now. And the reason is because it's got power. It puts power in your hands. It's what we call the thinking herb in herbalist realms. One of the reasons lobelia has so many alkaloids is that it reads the chemical need of your body and provides that nutrition it needs. So it functions like a general corrector in your system, kind of balances things, which is why it is felt immediately working when you take it. So it assists the flow of oxygen through the body and oxygenates your tissue real quickly, which is probably why it's often given when heart attack symptoms arise. Also, it works so well without toxicity that it's been an herb, you know, that tends to threaten the allopathic practitioner. Okay, so since there is really no way to overdose on it, medical doctors had to disclaim its many benefits. Now, in the 1800s, it was often dripped into the openings of clenched teeth to reverse lockjaw. It would relax the tension in the jaw muscle. So lobelia works well with cayenne and peppermint herbs as well. So you have solutions here. You have the power already. It's right under your nose. You have solutions for everyday problems. God made sure you had that. And it would seem that God has really placed at our disposal powerful medicinal herbs to help us with the illnesses most people are going to see their doctor for, you know, depression, hypertension, ulcers, headaches, stress, anxiety. So if we also pray, you know what? I believe the medicinal herbs work even better. I think they work better in believers. Oh, did she just say that? Yeah, I did. Why wouldn't I? Why wouldn't they work better in believers? Well, God created everything. So if you are looking for organic whole food medicinal herbs, call Apothecary Herbs. They have the formulas for the depression, the blood pressure, the headaches, the anxiety, and more. And you want to check out maybe their heart attack pack. It has the lobelia formula inside. They also have a relaxation formula with lobelia in it. So give them a call to order or to request your free product catalog. That number is toll-free at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., the number is 704-885-0277. Or visit them online at thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. Hey, take advantage of their Father's Day special. And you'll save an additional 15% on orders of $65 or more. And you want to hurry, though, because that special offer is good only through the 20th. So Monday the 20th is the last day if you want to take advantage of the Father's Day special. So if you want, you know, some of their headache formulas, if you want some of the cleanses or some of the body care products or even herbs for pets, they got some great stuff there for your pet, too. Give them a call or check out their website, thepowerherbs.com, you know, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. Mm. All right, we have a few minutes here, and we're going to be talking about, I don't think I have time for my disruptor topic. My disruptor topic is massive. So I couldn't do it justice, I don't think. We're going to have to reserve that for next time. So what we're going to do is we're going to check out getting old. How old is getting old? You know, as the age of the population increases, many experts in health and finance wonder how it will be possible to care for so many aging people. Now, Japan is said to have the highest concentration of elderly, a quarter of the population. That's 31.86 million oldest. So a study of aging, not new, but scientific term is gerontology, which comes from the Greek meaning study of the old man. Gerontology. I mispronounced that. Gerontology. So we also actually get the term geriatrics from that, by the way. So the concept of gerontology incorporates several fields. It incorporates biology, medicine, sociology, psychiatry, and so on. So is the answer to our aging population more social? Do we need more social programs? And why are the social programs that are already in place not enough? And how do we define old age? And do we individually have any power to slow the aging process and stay healthier? Yes, we do. We can pray. That's one way, right? Those gene receptors, you know, just slow that aging process down. So let's find out about defining old. According to biologists, defining old age, not easy. There are general references to describe the elderly. We talk about the final stage of their lifespan, or we call them retired or senior citizens. But there is more to it than your birth date and whether you're employed or not. So cultures can have several different qualifying characteristics of being old. Biologists are not even in agreement as to the biological cause of aging. It is speculated that lifespan is already dictated in our genes or blood, or other experts are suggesting that the lifespan is influenced more by your lifestyle, or probably everything I just said. So if we look at the lifestyle, and the cultural studies, if we look at that, a lot of that indicates that lifestyle does affect not only the severity of certain diseases like cancer, diabetes, and heart disease, but also our longevity. So can old age be defined by a number? Well, the Western countries seem to have a starting range of old age. It begins at 65, your typical retirement age, the qualification of, you know, certain programs like Social Security and so on. However, other countries may define old age as starting in the mid-40s to 70 years of age. So history tells us in the medieval Europe, the average lifespan was 30 years. So I guess you were old at 15, 20. Today's standards, a 30-year-old would be considered in their prime. So with modern conveniences and better hygiene, the life expectancy has improved. So scientists are boiling down old age to genetics and physiological conditions like cognitive function and if you have any chronic ailments. And medical care is not getting less expensive. And that's another indicator that they're using to determine if you're old or not, is how much you're spending on your medical expenses. Now, technology advancements may offer medical advancements to help the elderly, but it also is a double-edged sword that can, you know, reduce the status of the elderly in society when they don't keep up with the technology. They're not oriented with a technological world. So this can outstrip the elderly of things like employment opportunities and threaten their retirement. And financial preparation for retirement has also become increasingly more challenging as we have a modern world. The nucleus of the family has been under attack in modern times, and it has changed the identity and the function of the family. It's changed the family landscape. So a mere 100 years ago, a family unit contained several generations living nearby to each other, close proximity, which, you know, I've mentioned this on the show, it helps people live longer. It improves longevity. It's called, I did a show called The Blue Zone. If you missed it, go to the archives and listen, because they said that's one of the correlations for living. So I thought that was interesting. So a mere 100 years ago, we had generations of family all living in close proximity. But today, modern family is kind of spread out, leaves older family members more isolated. So the older we get, the less likely we are to pull up roots and move. And, you know, and that's the way it is. You know, a lot of times when you get old, you just don't want to have that change. It's a big shock to move. Let me give you an example. When my grandparents were alive, they would vacation in Florida in the winter. They were called the snowbirds. You know, they come down from the north and they go to Florida. In the cold weather months, Florida was where it was at. So they go down there, and they had this very nice, you know, senior citizen community where they all lived. You know, some people were there year round, but a lot of them were snowbirds, and they, you know, play card games and bingo and socialize and get in the pool and do aerobics and things like that, swim aerobics, and they just had a real cool social network in their, you know, little senior citizen kibbutz, if you will. Okay. And what happened was the owner of the property where all these elderly people were vacationing and living in the winter, he died, and it went to his son, and his son sold the property to a developer because this property was right on the intercoastal waterway. So it was prime real estate. So he sold it, and then he had to dismantle this community. And these elderly folks had to move, you know, they had to just up physically move. And some of them had no family and they had to do it themselves. Some of them had family. But the point was that a majority of them, when they did get relocated, they died. The move was so disrupting and upsetting. It just was too much of a shock for them. You know, they lost their nucleus, you know. And they felt they didn't matter anymore. So having family close by is real important. Now, modern technology has made the family unit more mobile and dispersed. You know, most people got Facebook. You keep in touch that way. If you don't have a Facebook, what do you do? The most that aging parents can hope for these days is to live within a 1 to 2 hour drive of their children. So a niche market is really coming up. It's springing up to fill the gap, those assisted living home centers. And the expectations of retirement living are changing quickly to more of an industrialized society. So the 45-year-olds will have a very different retirement for those retiring today. It's going to change. So the quality of life and the role that they will play in society is being redefined. It really is. So lately, research has indicated that life expectancy may be linked to blood. Red blood cells carry oxygen. White blood cells defend us. That's part of the immune system response. And the white blood cells also have something extra, and it's called a nuclei. There are about 5 million red blood cells for every half a cup of blood, and they have a lifespan about of 120 days. There are 3,000 to 7,000 white blood cells per half a cup of blood, and their lifespan is two days to 2 years, depending on the type of cell. So red blood cells have the same shape. They're round. They look like a shallow bowl. White blood cells have different shapes, which depend on their function because, you know, it's the immune system response. They have adaptogen cells. They have killer T cells, so there's different cells. Now, according to research in the New Scientist and Medical Daily, scientists think that they are honing in on the secret to longevity. They say that they turn their attention to the tissue in blood, and more specifically, the white blood stem cells. And they think that when these cells exhaust themselves and can't be replicated, this is when we meet our maker. And this is why science is so intent on stem cell research in their hopes of fooling creation to fend off death indefinitely. So science wants to do more than just control when people die. They want to abolish disease altogether. And if they can establish a way to replenish the stem cells and the ends of these cells called telomeres, then they think they can promote disease-free life for like ever. It's like the Holy Grail. However, stem cells and telomeres require healthy DNA, and lately human DNA is under attack by a lot of toxins. You got the genetically modified nutrients, not really nutrients, but you know what I'm talking about, host of other substances that are mutating our cells, changing the whole ball of wax. The game is being changed. So you have to keep in mind what science achieves in the lab may not work in the field. Okay? It's theory at best. So I'm not one to, you know, wait around for science or the government to, you know, discover the answers for a better life, better health. I want better health right now. And everyone does want empowerment. So research is pointing to blood for longevity and health, and that makes a lot of sense. Healthy bones make healthy blood, so protecting the bones will be an extremely important goal of yours. Now, I like to use calcium-rich plants, not from animals but from plants, because it's easier for the system to use it. So our bodies like to absorb calcium for strong, healthy bones, but it needs boron and magnesium in the right ratio for that, and your plants have that, whereas animal calcium does not. So animal calcium lacks the minerals that are necessary for the body to absorb and utilize that calcium properly. So this is why we still have osteoporosis problems. But everybody's drinking themselves to death with milk and cheese and yogurt and ice cream and so forth. You would think we all had rock-solid bones by now. Well, if you're looking for a way to help the blood, the bones, keep them healthy to make good blood, use the calcium formula at Apothecary Herbs. If you're worried about the blood not being clean enough, do the blood cleanse. So you've got tools. And, of course, you want to make sure your health lifestyle is healthy. You don't want to recongest the system. So watch the lifestyle. So give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call. They can send you a free product catalog. That number is toll-free at 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277. 704-885-0277, thepowerherbs.com. And, you know, get empowered, right? Oh, if you're on the website, thepowerherbs.com, if you're on the website, do sign up for the newsletters. The American Survival goes out on Tuesday, and the Health Quest goes out on Friday. So if you want a Health Quest, sign up. If you have email, it's delivered by email, so you can get one tomorrow. And it's empowering information. You can pass it on to family and friends and, you know, share the empowerment. You know, very cool stuff. And they're free. Yeah, the newsletters are free. So check it out online at thepowerherbs.com. If you want to pick up a Power Herbs ebook, also delivered by email, and there's three different formats. There's PDF, iPad, Kindle. So that's on the powerherbs.com website, too, under books and newsletters. So check that out. But be careful to select on the drop-down which format you want. The default is PDF. So I don't know how many people have said, you know, I got the PDF and I wanted the iPad or I wanted the Kindle. And I'm like, you didn't hit the drop-down and select. So pay attention when you're reading up there, please, please. And thepowerherbs.com, get a Power Herbs book. And, yes, be empowered. That's what it's about. Yeah, and don't forget to pray. Don't forget to pray. Mind over matter. Love that stuff. You'll just make your day so much better. Seek the Lord's face, mind time. It's growing short. Oh, I'm out of time. I got to go. Already, Frank? Oh, you're a killjoy. All right, well, I'll be back next week. If you have a health topic you want me to cover, drop me an email. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.